4 nights here.
I'm Adam Richmond, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
When the liner first came out, I almost thought it was Sheriff Chad Cronister, and that would have been just ironic.
But a knuckle sandwich ties in with the old knuckle up and the...
You know, I'm not big on that was, and it was great, but that last hour might have been the best hour in a long time.
Sure. But can I ask you a question about the BKFC? Like the liner, like Jeff Houston, when he's like, it's time, and then he adds, two knuckle up. Is that going to be a problem for, like, people who actually own the phrase, it's time?
Knowing the person that if he does own, it's time. Yeah, probably.
Because you can't add words to it?
Well, like, according to that whole Fanatic thing, yes. You know, they changed one feather on the Philly Fanatic, and now he's a different mascot.
What's an important feather? That makes him a non-flight bird as opposed to a flight bird. That's an important change.
Not necessarily. I mean, if you have a rattlesnake,
okay,
a Stone Cold is laying in your front yard. So a rattlesnake is there, and whatever that snake is that had a nest at my house.
Oh, yeah, a black snake.
They're both snakes.
Yeah, but one's got a rattle. Sure, the rattles are trademarked. At least the sound is.
At least from the baby's portion. I you know, I don't know. And I guess a lot of it would be, do they know each other? Does he care? Does he this? Does he that?
But don't you have a cease and desist letter from him caring?
From him caring?
Him caring about. Didn't you get a cease and desist letter from said person?
I have gotten 3 cease and desist letters threatening lawsuits that I can remember. It might have been more. One from the National Football League.
Okay. 4. Okay.
I made a mistake.
Oh.
This one was 1,000% me.
Okay.
I can't take a picture of, you know, and I think it was Brad Culpepper at the time, but, you know, and I really just wasn't thinking. It's like, you know, Brad's coming to do the show. Jonathan Casillas did it himself once, and I got yelled at. And I'm like, hey, I had nothing to do with it. Jonathan Casillas, when he did the show with me, was the only time the player's like, no, it's not your show. It's my show.
Okay, right.
He took control, which I loved.
Sure.
You know, all I had to do was kind of direct the boat. He would bring guests. It was his show, so it was phenomenal. But you can't take a photo of, in this particular case, of an NFL football player, okay, and then use that photo and say, come meet blank at the press box.
Sure.
You have to block out the logos. You have to block out the NFL emblem. There's a lot of things you have to block out, and I just missed it. I forgot.
Sure. God.
You know, I was in a hurry. I wanted to promote the player show that night. I posted it, and I got in trouble for it, deservingly.
Fair enough.
I got a cease and desist letter from a former player, Pat Summerall.
Pat Summerall.
Now, Pat Summerall, to the best of my knowledge, I don't remember, but I'm sure I did the research. Pat was not his birth name.
Okay. That was his nickname? Like a given name?
No. Pat Summerall was a field goal kicker.
Okay.
Okay. When you kick a field goal or you kick an extra point in the box scores, what does it say? You know,
FG?
Brett Favre, I don't even know where Summerall played, but Brett Favre, 32-yard pass to Golden Richards, 6 points.
Okay.
TD, 6 points. PAT, Summerall.
Okay.
So he changed his name to Pat.
Point after attempt.
Yeah. So it's Pat Summerall.
Okay.
So back in the day, the name of my show, I called it Instant Replay. I don't know. The hell do I know? I got a cease and desist from Pat Summerall that he allegedly owned the words Instant Replay.
Really? Wow. You think ESPN would own that?
I don't know. You'd think Instant Replay would own it. What do I know? And then the third one, I did get a letter from my now friend, Bruce Buffer.
And what did you do to old Bruce Buffer? Who?
And again, I was right. He was wrong. And I had the right and the authority to use a Bruce Buffer Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Okay.
Okay. Now, back in the early days, before most of the people living today were born, ESPN came out with a CD. And there was a bunch of these clips in it. And a lot of people, and I believe somebody on this particular radio station, did take from that CD.
Okay.
And also got a cease and desist. So I contacted Bruce Buffer and I said, Bruce, you're mistaken. I'm authorized to use this. No, you're not. Michael Buffer gave this to me. No, he didn't. Well, first, it's his voice. So it's not just the liner, you know, just saying, let's get ready to rumble. He did the radio show. I interviewed him and then asked him, would he do it? And he did it. And I didn't like how it came out. So I called him back at his house and asked him, would he mind if we did it again?
Okay.
He said, sure. Now, what Michael told Bruce, Bruce is just doing his job.
Sure.
You know, I'm not saying he did anything wrong. His job was to protect his brother and the trademark. So basically, it came down to this. I got called to the principal's office by the owner of Tantalk.
Okay.
The owners of Tantalk. Okay. And they said, Randy, how many liners do you have? And at the time, it was probably somewhere 800. Right. And she goes, they go. I'm sorry, because I really think it was Dave just as much as Lola. Do you really need this one? You have 800 of them. So we let it go. I let it go. Whatever. I have 800 of them.
Sure.
You know, I have many just as good, some better, some worse. So I have had three cease and desist letters.
So do you think anything will come out of it from the ring announcing? Do you think they still actively operate that way, or are both of them so old and successful and established that they just don't care?
Well, Michael doesn't have anything to do with it. It's Bruce who does that for Michael.
Oh, gotcha.
So now Bruce is probably protecting his It's Time, if he owns the right to it. I don't know. I mean, he calls it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you do the research to know if he owns those?
Oh, I don't.
Or does Gene Simmons own it? Because he owns everything else.
He owns the dollar sign, doesn't he?
He owns the dollar sign.
Yeah.
And I think the money bag.
Oh, really?
I think he owns the money bag, too. They're doing their final tour, so allegedly. Elton John did his final tour in the 70s or 80s.
Yeah, he's still on it.
He's still on it. but supposedly Kiss, and they are coming to the Tampa Bay area. And I'm so glad, I think it was in 2019, that I saw Kiss and Queen.
Yeah.
I said I'd never go see Queen. I had zero interest in seeing Queen.
Because the Freddie Mercury wasn't there.
Right.
It's not the real
It's not band. The real. And when I went to see it, A, I enjoyed it. B, they didn't try to have him, I forget the guy's name who was on, Adam Lambert, did a really good job. They showed Freddie a couple times, and I'm glad I went. I'm not glad that I wasn't quick on the drumsticks, which I've told that story. I should have had both those drumsticks. They were thrown to me,
yeah,
and I still didn't catch them. The young lady catching in the Little League World Series would have been a better catcher for that, you know, than I did, and it still haunts me. But I'll get over it at some point.
Yeah, you will.
But yes, I have had three cease and desist.
I haven't had any yet. I got to work my way out.
That's not true. You have had some cease and desist.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You've been fired on the air.
Oh, yeah.
That's a cease and desist. You are ceased and you are desist and you are gone.
That works. That's an instant removal.
But all in all, BKFC, you can't blame the promotion for bad judging.
That's true.
The fights were good, all except one. And the one, because it was like a 12-second knockout, that there was a lot of concern.
A lot of concern.
You know, a serious injury, and that those things happen.
That's a dangerous sport. It's a combat sport.
Well, most sports are dangerous. But, yeah, combat sports, you know, to the next level. You know, you're in a fist fight.
Yeah.
With rules.
Sort of.
I'm saying, well, not sort of. There's rules.
Yeah, there are.
In a real fist fight on the street corner of Alney and Broadway in Philadelphia, you might find a knife. You could see a gun. You could see, you know, face stomps and stuff. At least there's rules, whether it's mixed martial arts or boxing, or in this case, BKFC. But Melvin Gillard, again.
Another controversial stop.
I love that man to death.
You do?
And he, I know I do. I love
Melvin. Oh, that's your boy.
Melvin's one of my guys.
He's a great guy.
But he can't get away from controversy. And in this particular case, and I know we only have a couple minutes, almost the exact same thing that happened in his last fight to him, he did to this guy. Now, whether he missed or not, you know, I haven't seen the angle. I spoke to David Feldman on the plane as we were leaving.
Oh, he did.
And David said there were mistakes, that Melvin got screwed again.
Okay.
But again, don't put yourself in those.
And Melvin was dominating the fight.
Dominating. Underdog on the card. Underdog in the gambling sites. Dominating. Signing a new 3-year or 3-fight deal. And I just felt bad for him because.
But the street three fight deal still, it didn't count that fight. That it was
that fight was not
after.
And I was telling people what Melvin did after the fight. So did you see A Few Good Men?
Yes.
With Tom Cruise. So after they're found not guilty, becoming of an office of a Marine, and the younger actor, the younger guy, the private,
right,
turns to his superior and he goes, "What did we do wrong? What did we do wrong? Yeah. We did what we were told. What did we do wrong?" Melvin's running around like a chicken with his head cut off. He even turned to you.
He came to me.
And goes, "What did I do? I didn't do anything. I'm like, missed him.
I can't really consult you right now. go talk to your corner." I couldn't help him. I mean, I wanted to help him, but I couldn't help
him. Well, how would you have helped him? Just giving him a hug?
What would you have done? The referee told him to step back. Melvin was getting too close. He was too animated. And the ref felt fearful for his safety, and he goes, "Step back right now!" And he verbally was making Melvin calm down, and it was about to escalate. And so I thought for a moment that maybe I would have to jump in and stop Melvin from hitting a referee. I mean, he was so amped up and so frustrated that it's just a split second decision. So I was fearful for that for a moment. But from
what I was told, and again, I was behind him, so I was literally right behind him. I got out of my seat and I was taking some photos and stuff. So I really didn't see it. But what everybody is telling me is he went to throw a punch and stopped and then threw it.
Right, he hesitated.
And then threw it. But, and again, whether he hit it or he missed, it doesn't matter. He knew better. He should have known better. And it is a shame. All right, let's hit this break. When we come back, this is a long time coming. And I'll explain when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Center.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Debbie Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Tampa, Florida. Are you a fan of MTV's The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, October the 9th, you're going to want to be at Challenge Mania Live. It's at the Tampa Improv, and you can meet and hang out with Derek Kaczynski, Mark Long, Hisela Delgado, and more guests to be announced. Get your tickets at challengemania.live or at the Tampa Improv website. It's Challenge Mania Live, a pre-show meet and greet and a live panel talk show, just like a Challenge reunion show that doesn't suck.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
You may find yourself in one of the jails anyway.
I will Friday at 9 a.m. I'll be there.
You think Chad's going to come and
he should. It should be him, his fitness coordinators, the trainers, and the wellness director for the deputies will all be on the demo for the GNAT. And I'm looking forward to getting our first responders on it and see if I can improve their career and make a better what they do.
So we run out. We see Ric Flair. He brings the woo boat again to the house. And before we know it, you have almost everybody in the house out at the Jeep. At least looking at some, even got on the GNAT.
Yeah, the Harley Davidson guys.
I think they both lied, just so you know.
About Harley Davidson?
No, the two people that got on the Jeep. I think they lied.
They love it.
They did lie.
They love it. And we're going to be training their staff and salespeople out at the Brandon Harley Davidson. Jim also owns like four other dealerships throughout the state. So as we travel with the UFC, different cities, different promotions, we'll have locations we can film from, broadcast live from for the radio show, and also train mobile GNAT sessions. So
awesome.
Taking over the state, Randy Harris.
You know what I meant to bring up with Gerald? You know, again, I try not to keep the guests on too long.
Yeah.
You know, I like to do a real quick 6, 7, 8 minutes. We have a good time. We talk about all sorts of stuff. So maybe I'll do it with one of the next two guests. All of these fighters, as they're cutting weight, watch the Food Channel.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. I mean, to me, it would be harder for me. You know, if I was cutting weight, which I've never done in my life, and I'm watching them cook a burger on a grill, if I'm watching Bobby Flay making a burger on a grill, it would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Because the first thing I would do is run to the store, get me a burger. Yeah, I would. I would make it myself.
Speaking of weight cuts, Sam Alvey posted this morning a scale of him weighing in at 210. He fights at 185. He's got a 25-pound weight cut coming up ahead of him. He's got 5 days to do so, but that's nothing compared to Jay Fish at the BKFC, who had 24 pounds to lose in just 24 hours. And it begs to scream the question again, Randy, like, when will this weight cut stop in combat sports? When will they
never?
When will they like stop this excessive like process? Like, it's so heavy and hard for the athletes to achieve.
Well, I thought that some organizations did.
Like one championship? Don't they do waterboarding or like they weigh you in?
Yeah, they do waterboarding.
That's what I recommend. It's waterboarding for the UFC.
It's illegal in war, you know, if you're a prisoner of war, but it's legal if you're trying to lose weight for an upcoming fight. We're going to waterboard you for the next 2 days.
If you don't make weight, you get waterboarded until the fight.
Now, that I may be okay with.
Yeah, right? A punishment for not making weight.
I think it is a joke what is done when fighters miss weight.
With a stern warning, right?
Well, the stern warning comes just after they say, go get a burger.
Right.
You know, and I've been told in the circle that sometimes, and let's be honest, I believe this and you believe it and we all believe it, fighters miss weight on purpose. They're attempting to make weight, but if they feel that they're going to drain themselves so much, they would rather lose the 30% and stay strong. Everybody, the other guy, the other athlete is busting ass to make weight and drain themselves like Fish did.
Yep.
And look at the outcome.
He was so tired. I mean, he couldn't have. He was fighting physiological drainage, like dehydration.
How did Kevin Smith operate all night running around with operations when he was there cutting weight with Fish?
He was, what a brutal weekend for him. But Kevin Smith is a real deal. I got to say, shout out to Kevin Smith. The Smith Brothers Combat Sports. Kevin is everywhere. He was in the ring. He helped the kid who was unconscious. he
well,
would,
you know, he's a former paramedic.
Well, Helivac. He did the chopper. He used to operate or work EMT on the chopper that, you know, trauma alert. So, but Kevin was there when people got injured. He was there when fights broke out in the crowd. He was there to get fighters on stage and ready to go on time. I mean, that guy, I don't know if that thing operates without Kevin Smith. I mean, I'm just being serious. Like, that guy was everywhere, doing everything.
I agree.
So,
I agree.
I was just giving a shout out.
I didn't know if you were going to move on. I'm trying to get a hold of Houston here.
No, but I was,
Houston, we have a problem.
I love that guy. But yeah, I mean, I think for fighters that, I mean, Jay Fish, God bless him, man. He made the 24-pound weight cut. It was a brutal weight cut. But, you know, you can't win a fight when you're just when you're that dehydrated and malnutritioned. It's just not logical. And that's what happened with the old UFCs. Remember the old UFCs? They used to go in their first round like Rock 'em, Sock 'em, Robot. Two bulls just clashing heads in the middle of the octagon. And then and first one to go down wins, right? But now those guys go five rounds, 25-minute, you know, easily. They all got gas tanks for days because they've learned that they don't have to do that massive, crazy weight cut. And it seems like some of the bare knuckle guys are still a little old school.
Well, you know, we talked about this, you know, last week, last Thursday, when we did the Wednesday show on Thursday, after everyone, including yourself, were surprised that I showed up.
True.
It's evolving. You know, like in bare knuckle, the oldest, newest sport, we all thought, and we've talked about it, that it is rock 'em, sock 'em. But it really isn't. It really is boxing.
Yeah.
There really is body shots. There really is a lot of things in bare knuckle that you don't think. You know, the clinch, the behind the neck and the punches and all that kind of stuff. So it's everyone is learning the sport. Even
sure.
though it's the oldest, it's also the youngest.
Absolutely.
I saw that there's a rugby tournament coming to town in the Tampa
really?
Bay area.
The
yeah.
rugby sevens?
Well, I don't know if it was the sevens.
Is that your favorite? I mean, you love going to those, right?
I'll tell you what. I've gone to two of them in Vegas, which is the big sevens. I don't know what it's called. But, you know, these teams from all over the world and, you know, Fiji and, you know, New Zealand. And I like the sevens. I don't like when it's the full team because it's too many.
Too
they
many
get
people,
in the way.
Right.
The sevens is so cool. And what I like is everything, I'm sure at all of rugby, but at the sevens, is it's on time. They start at two, the game, and I'm making this up because I don't remember. I think it's 8-minute halves.
Okay.
So they're done at 2:20.
Wow.
So they play 8 minutes, they get a 2-minute break, and then they play another 8 minutes.
That's it. Done.
That'd be 18 minutes. So they'd be done at 2:18. And then, you know, they shuttle them out, and the next one starts at 2:20. So you can see a lot of games. It's physical. It's fun to watch. I just don't know why you throw the dude in the air to catch the ball. I know you don't know because you haven't seen it.
No, that's a scrum. And you know.
Well, the scrum, it's not the scrum. It's like when they're throwing it in from the sideline. And so then they have a guy in the back who literally lifts the lightest guy up. He's like the flyer from cheerleaders. And you throw him in the air and he catches it. Why? The other thing is so silly because it's not like you're fighting for the ball. You roll it between three people's legs. The train conductor in the back picks it up, and then he runs.
You think you would just want like the tallest guy you could find to be the one to receive the ball on the inbound?
Well, the tallest guy is the dude. I think I was told he went to USF from who's in the WWE now.
The tallest guy in the world?
Well, I think the tallest American just died.
Yeah, he did. He was a 500-pound, 8-foot-tall actor. He was in the movie Hall Pass with one of my good friends, Craig Scott.
Who's that?
Craig Scott was at Columbine. His sister, Rachel, was the one who was killed in the cafeteria. They asked if she believed in God. She said yes, and then that was it. So Craig does motivational speaking called Rachel's Story. He's a film director, an actor, an activist, and he travels all over the world to tell the stories and share the story and to change lives and save kids from depression and suicide. So great people, great family, and he posted about the passing the other day. That's how I knew.
I got you. Bad stuff, that's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you always got to look for the good stuff and bad things, right?
So what good would you have looked at if that plane crashed on Wednesday?
I moved up in ranking. I would have gone to from co-host to co-host.
So you were planning it. That's why you took the equipment with you in Kevin Smith's van.
Maybe. Because I need headphones. I can't talk to the world without headphones.
So you needed all of the equipment. Now, I had the computer with me.
Yeah.
So, but you had everything but the computer. So maybe you were in on this.
All I needed was the hard drive with the 800 liners, the one cease and desist letter, and I got a new platform.
You wouldn't need the other two? Which one of the three cease and desist would you
want?
Well,
the past summer all, I like it just because the Buccaneer kicker just tested positive for COVID. So, you know, I know you're a big Buccaneer guy. I think I'm already well known in the combat sport world.
I've been out at practice most of the time.
Everybody knows me in the combat sport world now. I'm on the pay-per-views.
But they know you as Matt Flippin' Matt.
And you didn't tell the Matt story, by the way. Said you promised to tell. But I think with the Buccaneers, I don't have an end to the locker room.
Okay.
So if you're gone because of a plane crash, I think I take that credential and I work my way into hanging out with the GOAT.
I'm going to say no. and I'll tell the Matt story when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is LaDainian Thomas, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out very early each year, so make sure to purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
All right, we are back as we continue on. We are trying to hunt down Houston Alexander. Chris Camozzi coming up momentarily. But before I forget, I'm going to tell you the Matt throwing Matt story.
All right.
So we're at the weigh-ins.
We are.
Which would have been Thursday.
Yes.
Very disappointed in what happened after, just so you know.
Okay.
The dinner.
Okay.
We were going to an all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. I was so excited to go to that.
You were excited.
Now, the dinner was good. We went to the Hard Rock. Everything was cool. You know, we had fun with a bunch of new family and friends. But I wanted that pizza buffet really bad.
Understood.
I was really looking forward to it. All right, so Thursday. So before we get into the story, describe the Billboard mat.
So Billboard mats are a promotional piece of it's a mat, like a floor mat, that goes in the ring underneath the stool to collect water, sweat, blood, Vaseline, you know, from the fighters to keep the surface clean and clear so that fighters don't slip in competition, giving advantage to another fighter by taking a bad position because of an accidental slip. So it's a product that's used for marketing to with QR codes to take you to portals to have fighters' profiles, to have their links, their personal websites, their video clips, and also a point of sale to where they can sell merch and purchase tickets and things for organizations. So it's multi-use, multi-streamed for retail, for combat sports, and anything you can dream of.
And we are going to give one away.
So
we brought some back. Some are the big 8-man strong mats, which we're going to use for future broadcasts.
Yep.
Steve is giving us one of his that he was kind enough to give us. So we'll give that away in the upcoming weeks. I want enough people to be able to register. So Thursday at the weigh-in, Tony is giving these mats away.
Uh-huh.
They're going to the fighters. Really, all that was there was fighters and family and stuff. And so he wants to get the word out. It's kind of like what you did with pizza.
Sure.
So I go and I see Johnny Bedford. And same with Reggie Barnett. As we're just giving these away because, I kind of got involved as well. I brought some to Reggie's family. And then at the fight themselves, and I'll backtrack or I'll jump ahead and then come back. They wanted me to take some to Tony's family too, Lopez, Alan Belcher. We took some to Reggie Barnett's family, some to Johnny Bedford's family, and then shot video of them holding these mats up.
Uh-huh.
Some are like, they're calling them a pizza because it's the size of a pizza.
Yep.
So a lot of the fighters were coming and getting them. And I know I got to be quick because Chris Camozzi's on the line. So I went over to Johnny. We're talking to him. Hey, do you want some of these? And he goes, go ask my dad. So I ask his dad. He goes, yeah, of course. So I give him a couple.
Right.
And then I walk to the back, and they're still giving these to all the fighters. And I took a couple more Bedfords, and I brought them back to Johnny's dad. So after the third or fourth trip, Johnny's mom's like, will you stop giving this crap to Johnny's dad?
Right.
Now, Johnny's dad's like, no, keep giving me all this crap. So then Friday at the fight, everybody came over and said, all right, take all the fighters and give them to the fighters' families so that they can hold them up for the video. The only problem was there were no Johnny Bedfords there.
Right there.
Because Johnny Bedford's family had them all from the night before. Right. So there was nothing we could do. So it was kind
of
fun.
I saved one Johnny Bedford for the fight in which he signed after he won the title and has two belts on his shoulder. And so we have the autograph one we'll give away on air.
Well, that's not the giveaway. We're going to auction that one off for charity.
Okay.
We're giving away the one that Steve Linnea brought back.
Love it.
Last time I talked to our next guest, I think he was in a 3-month quarantine waiting to fight PFL. I think it was up in Atlantic City. So I'm sure he's happy to be at least in the state of Florida because quarantine is a little different. Let's go down south as we get ready for this weekend's PFL. Chris Camozzi, how are you, Chris?
Hey, what's going on? I'm good. How you doing?
Not too bad. Appreciate your time. So, like I just mentioned, last time the quarantine, it seemed like 3 months. Every time we would talk, it seemed like it was another month that you were still in quarantine. So I'm assuming you're happy at least now you're in Florida.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're right. It felt like 3 months. It was the first time was 17 days. The second time was 12. But, I mean, we're talking in a hotel room. It's like luxury jail. So this time we only had to be here 4 days before, which is great. It's like a normal fight week.
Sure. And that's got to be tough. Every time, we talk or I talk to fighters and I always say that, it's work. It's a job trip. It's a work trip. It's not vacation. You don't walk the strip, even though some guys do. How different is it when you have to quarantine, not that you want to quarantine?
It's terrible. I hated it, you know. Like I said, the first one was 17 days, so you don't exactly stop training 17 days out, you know. My coaches weren't able to come for those. It was definitely like a puzzle to work through. But this one is much better. We're still not supposed to leave the hotel, but, you know, I can go to the pool. I can leave my room at least.
I'm gonna save names to protect the guilty, but when I went to a fight, and I'm not even going to say what organization, and it was the same thing. We had to get tested like the Friday before the fight, and you're not allowed to leave, and you're not this. And somehow we all ended up with the same restaurant with three fighters, four judges, a referee, and Matt and I. So I get that you're not supposed to, but you still got to live. You still got to go out and eat and do stuff. Just be careful, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I look at it. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not in jail. Florida's open. I mean, I haven't left yet, but I haven't needed to. It's just a couple days.
Sure.
But, you know, if I needed to.
PFL, are you walking around in your hotel room?
I am in my hotel room.
Yeah. Signals coming in and out as you're walking and pacing. We can tell. Talk about what's on tap for you this weekend as you get back in it. PFL down south, I believe, at the Hard Rock in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, it's at the Hard Rock. I'm fighting Cody Hendricks. So he's a tough guy. He's a former Ultimate Fighter guy. We saw him get a big win on the last card, finishing one of the guys in the playoffs. The guy he finished his fight, the guy that I beat the hell out of, but they're in the semifinals and we aren't. So the way I look at it is this is the real semifinal, like playoff fight here.
Sure. Yeah, I take it the same way, you know, I did think of it that way, you know, when I did my 2.5 seconds of research. So do you take from his last fight? Do you take from fights back? How far back do you go, if at all? And really look or research at who you're fighting, or like I always say, is it more what you're going to do to the opponent, not what the opponent has done in the past?
Yeah, I watch very little, right? So another thing is that him and I are both the alternates for the tournament, so I didn't really plan on fighting one specific person because, you know, something could happen. I could be in the playoff. I could fight one of five guys essentially on Friday. I'll know more as it gets closer. I mean, Corey and I are slated to fight if nothing happens. But there's always that chance, so I just focused on getting better everywhere myself. You know, I usually do that for the most part anyway. I don't read too much into tape and everything. But one thing I did take out of his last fight is it just shows that he's always in it. I mean, he was taking a beating for two rounds, came back and finished in the third round. So he's dangerous and he's always there. And that's all I need to see is that I can't take the pressure off, you know. If I'm beating him, I got to continue to beat him. He's not going to go away.
Right. Well, and that's really the beauty, and that's when MMA and, you know, the UFC first started, what was it, 28 years ago now, right?
Yes,
we went to the 25th, so about 28 years, is the fact, you know, if a football team is up 38, you know, points, the chance of them coming back in the fourth quarter, it can happen, but it's slim. Especially if it's the Atlanta Falcons playing the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. But, you know, most sports, you know, if you're taking a beating, you're not going to come back. That's the beauty of this sport, is you can take a beating for two rounds and stranger things have happened.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, you're never out for the most part in MMA or combat sports. There's always, you know, the Hail Mary punch, there's a submission you can slip and fall into. But, you know, he shows that he had the heart and toughness. He was still looking for the finish. He wasn't discouraged. So I think that it says a lot about him. But that makes me excited for this fight because I think it's going to be a real scrap.
What's the strangest, craziest thing that's ever happened, you know, with you in a fight or with your opponent and you in the middle of a fight? Something that kind of comes to mind?
Yeah, two things. I fought Vitor Miranda at the UFC in Vegas. And I'm not sure how familiar you are with jiu-jitsu, but we got stuck in like the 50-50 position, kind of like footlocks. But neither one of us could get the footlock, so we just started boxing from that position where our legs were tied up. We were looking at each other and just punching each other while sitting on the ground. Then I ended up cutting him with an elbow. He grabbed my wrist, and I was able to elbow him with the same arm.
it was definitely an interesting thing. I've never seen that in MMA.
I still watch
it sometimes and laugh.
Well, just to jump in real quick, I'm familiar with jiu-jitsu, as I'm very proud to be a three-stripe white belt.
There you go.
I haven't been there for a while. My trainer got deported many years ago. Has fought in the Ultimate Fighter down in Brazil, but I said until he comes back, I'm just going to stay with my three stripes.
I would say the second one, so I said there's two.
Right.
Was back in 2008, I think. I fought Jesse Forbes for the MFC in Canada. And I beat the hell out of him. Sorry, I don't know if I can say hell.
Hell's okay. Not much else, but yeah, hell's okay.
Okay. I was beating him up bad. I cut him a bunch of times. There was blood, like, just leaking out everywhere, and the ring was, like, a slippery mess. And at the end of the third round, I went to hit him, and I slipped and fell in the blood right into an armbar. It was terrible. It was, like, one of those losses that haunts you forever, because he ended up popping my arm. And, you know, we trained together after. We kind of became friends. And he told me how done he was and that he couldn't even see. And then I happened to just fall straight into it. He was like, it was the luckiest thing ever. Like, my eyes were closed. I couldn't see. There was blood all in them. And you fall, and your arm is just right there. So it's a bummer to be on the losing side of one of the craziest things. But
right. Definitely crazy. There's your mats.
That's why we need billboard mats at the UFC. That's a segue for sure.
Exactly. So let me ask you this, and then you can go. Let me ask you this. Marcus Jones, I don't know if you're familiar with him, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, first-round draft pick, fought in the Ultimate Fighter. I think it was UFC 100. And he once told me that he didn't like football, even though he was the number one draft pick and made a lot of money. He was just good at it. Do you still love fighting? I know you've been fighting a long time, and when you first start, you love it. Do you still love it, or is it just something that you've always done and you're good at it?
You know, this is probably 16 years in now, and I still love it. And I like, crave doing it. And I've always said that when I don't love it, I won't do it anymore. This is a rough sport to just do if you don't love it. You know, I could probably make better money getting another job. You know, I have options that I can do, but this is something that I love, and it's exciting to me, and it gets me pumped up still, 16 years in.
You might not, you know, I'm sure that you could do that, but you could probably find a job that's a whole lot safer. You may not make as much money, but a whole lot safer if you didn't love it, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Chris, so I came from Denver as well. I was there about 2001 to 07, back when Mike Nichols was training at 24 Hour Fitness for, you know, season 2 of The Ultimate Fighter. Back then, it was a big deal to train in altitude and thinner air to give a competitive advantage over those that don't train. Is that the same case now, or are all the guys and all the gyms around the country, are they all got the same gas tank now and same conditioning as they once did?
You know, I still think it's a huge advantage. Even the day I got here, you know, working out, I don't get out of breath for, you know, the first 15, 20 minutes of hit and miss. I think that we get so used to that high altitude that when you come to sea level, you can definitely feel it. You sleep better. I mean, it's been a thing for all sports teams, for everyone. Teams come and play the Broncos. You know, they struggle. You'll see oxygen tanks on the side of the field. So I do think it's a huge advantage. That's why you're seeing guys like Usman and tons of big-name fighters in Denver. And the Olympic Training Center for wrestling and everything is in Colorado Springs. A lot of people will deny it, but I think the altitude definitely helps.
That's probably why my brother's branch in Denver on Koufax is so good. Just because the altitude.
You broke up.
What?
You broke up. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I was just, you know, kind of being, you know, funny. My brother has a branch on Koufax. I think that's what it's called, in Denver. But the altitude really has nothing to do with that particular street. But if you know much about Koufax, which obviously you do, that's where I was getting at.
It's notorious.
Exactly. We were in Vegas one time, and my brother's playing poker, and the pit boss is from Denver, and they start talking, and my brother mentioned, or I probably did, because he doesn't talk about it, about, you know, the branch, and the guy goes, so where is it? And he said, Koufax. And the guy goes, well, never mind. It's only two things that you do on COVID. He owns a temporary labor company, so you can understand, you know, what's on COFAX. What can the fans expect, you know, on Saturday when you get back in there?
Man, so Saturday, like I said, this is a real playoff fight. If you ask me, this is it. We're both coming off big wins, and both of us want this. You know, to my understanding, we are fighting to be the alternate in the million-dollar fight, so the finals, which we've seen in the past is a very good chance of getting back in. So, you know, we're both going to go for it, and I think I'm here to break it.
Can you put, and again, I know you, you know, pretty well, but, you know, can you put too much pressure on this fight that ultimately, if things fall into place, you could be fighting for $1 million. Do you need to block that out? Or is that, not that you need extra motivation, but is that extra motivation?
No, I mean, I take it one step at a time. One thing, I've been in this sport for a long time, so I've learned that looking too far ahead, you know, it can always be dangerous. I got a tough guy in front of me, and the first thing starts with winning. You know, everything else can happen and fall into place after winning, but if I think ahead of this win, then I get myself in trouble. So right now I'm just focused on going in and winning the fight. I try not to make it bigger than it is.
Hey, Chris, so just before I let you go, I'm a part of a company that's a startup in Denver. It's called GNAT.
I know you were going to end with this.
It's a vertical training system. So it gives you the advantage of training at sea level, but you get the benefit to train in altitude. So it's a vertical training system. Our headquarters is in Highland Ranch, right near Park Meadows Mall. And so Melvin Gilliard's been on it in the studio in Denver. Down here, Brandon and I took it up to Frank Mir in Atlanta, and so forth and so on. But after this fight, I would love to connect you with my team out in Denver. If you ever want to train out there, you want to try something different for your next fight camp, it'd be an honor to train you and have you be a part of the team.
Absolutely, 100% in. I'm not very far from Highland Ranch at all. I live right in Cherry Creek, so
just down perfect.
The street, yeah. Me and I would love to check it out.
Awesome. I'll send you all the information, and we'll get you up there. And
well, you won't because you don't have his number, but you can give it to me, and I'll send it to him.
It's a domination is what we're calling it, a domination.
Chris, as always, you know, thank you very much. I appreciate you staying involved with us. Best of luck this weekend, and I'll send you the info, and I'll let you suffer through the GNAT out there in Denver.
Great. Yeah, no, thank you guys for always having me on. I appreciate it.
We'll talk soon, and we are still working on that bioaccelerator, so at some point, hopefully we'll be getting that trip down there for the stem cell.
Oh, I'm in. Yeah, let me know.
All right. We'll talk soon. Have fun this weekend.
It's awesome.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Take care. I forgot about the gifts. Chris, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right. For coming on the show, we're going to send you another care package from 8-Man Strong as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabral Electronics. I almost forgot to give you your gifts for coming on. So.
That's why I really talked to you.
I still want to see. Yeah, I know that. Not with Chris. We've talked for many, many years.
Only reason to talk to me.
Yeah, true. So we'll send both packages out to you later in the week.
Oh, man, you're the best. You always hook me up for being on here, and I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. Chris Camozzi, getting it. I'm not able to say getting it on. I don't want to get sued again either. I don't want to say
who owns that, right?
Let's Get It On is John Marvin McCarthy. Gay. No, John McCarthy and Mel's Lane.
I thought it was Marvin Gaye. Let's Get It On.
That's it. That's whatever.
Yeah, they probably own that. For sure they own that.
So I'm excited to watch Chris back at it this weekend.
Speaking of sued for trademark infringement, a man featured on the cover of Nirvana's iconic 1991 rock album, Nevermind, as a baby
Isn't that the swimming pool one?
Yeah.
How about that?
Has accused the band of sexual exploitation and violating federal child pornographic statutes. So the baby from the album cover is claiming that Nirvana has sexually exploited him and violated child pornography laws.
All right, there's two things I really want to do. One,
I can't make this up. I'm just repeating what's already documented.
One, I want to go to a vintage store and buy the album.
Yeah, because it's going to go way up in value.
And two, I want to punch the baby right in the face.
Not the grown man, not the guy today, but the baby. We're going to add more charges to this case, apparently.
Well, no, obviously, he's still a baby.
you can't punch a baby, Randy Harris.
I can punch that baby. Unless I get in the DeLorean and I go, did you see Michael J. Fox just got with whatever the professor's name is?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Doc Brown.
Okay.
2.6 gigawatts. How could I be so careless? My wife's like, you can't remember to do the dishes and take out the trash, but you can remember a line from a movie from 40 years ago. But that is interesting.
So the baby is now suing.
Cancel country, cancel world. Everything.
That, well, we were in Biloxi. We were at the Andrew Jackson Museum and home. And
the estate. Home of the president.
And we saw the Confederate flag still hanging in the window.
Now, I'm going to throw you under the bus since you brought it up. Sure. You wanted me to take a picture of it and post it.
I did not want you to post it. I wanted
you
to take a photo of the building, and it happened to be in it. It wasn't a deliberate picture of just the flag, but just the symbol that it's still there, which is surprising because everything. I mean, I saw a Dukes of Hazzard General Lee driving down I-75, you know, and I'm sure that.
Was Bo in it or Daisy?
I don't know, but I'm sure it was like, you know, it caused problems wherever it goes. Because that flag is representative of the South.
Now, I understand the baby being upset because he didn't have a choice.
True.
So the baby should punch his parents in the face.
That's a better story.
And then we should punch the baby in the face.
But why does the South still want to fly the flag? Like, no nation that loses gets to fly their flag. Is that how war works? Like, don't you, like, when you lose, you fly the flag that won, and then everybody becomes the one.
I know where you want me to take this.
Oh, please go.
I know you want me to take it.
Please take the bait.
I don't want to. I don't want
just
to.
Just a little bit closer.
I don't want to.
Just reeling them in.
I literally, this could be my last show if I bring it up.
Come on.
All right. So a guy is given, I think it's 6 months in prison.
Okay.
He was at the ordeal in D.C.
Okay.
And he has numerous charges.
Yes.
So one of those charges is the burning of the BLM banner.
Okay.
Which I didn't know that was illegal.
Right.
But it's also one of the charges is it was a stolen BLM banner.
Okay.
So my question is, and it's a legitimate question.
Okay.
I'm not trying to start crap, but if you can burn the American flag, because I saw one of the president movies about, you know, the right of burning, you know, the flag, blah, 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 blah. Is it the burning of the BLM banner or is it the burning of a stolen BLM banner?
Hmm.
And just like you baited me to even mention it, was the news report stating a stolen BLM banner? Shouldn't they have just said a stolen banner?
Well, it shouldn't even matter because a banner isn't a flag. A flag is an official regulation.
You're
fabric.
Right. So it should be okay to burn it.
Of course, you can burn anything that's not regulation.
So my question would have been, shouldn't they have just said a stolen banner?
Yes.
One of his 6, 8, 10 charges, whatever it is,
correct,
is the burning of a stolen banner.
That's correct.
But because the media wants to start so much crap, it made it a BLM banner. So
of course.
It's not the fact that he burned a BLM banner.
Right.
Because that's, you can do that.
Sure.
I would assume.
And I think you can burn a flag if it's been disgraced or touched the ground or has holes in it from wear and tear. Isn't that proper to dispose of the flag?
It is. It's not that you can. That is what you do.
Okay.
You burn the flag if it touches the ground, which they'd be burning a whole lot of these fighters' capes.
There's a lot of
capes
touching
the mat. Because a lot of them touch the ground. But, you know, that's the alleged story of the ball that's at the top of a flagpole.
Okay.
The alleged story in that ball is a match and a gun.
Oh.
And so if you lose, like this should have probably happened, or probably will if Afghanistan ever, whatever. But like if you're taken over, someone is supposed to go to the flagpole, take the American flag, burn it, and then kill themselves.
Oh, wow. Really?
Well, because you're being taken over. Everybody else is already dead and stuff. So the last survivor's
responsibility
is to dispose of the flag so it doesn't get into the wrong hands.
That makes sense.
And then night termite.
Wow. Well, I didn't know that, but it does make sense. I mean, it's logical.
With the exception of the few things you said, this is one of my favorite shows of all time.
I loved it.
It was – I had a lot of fun, you know, with all three. Little disappointed that Houston got busy or whatever he's doing. The thing I was going to say, and I was going to start with, I was shocked and honestly embarrassed. It's been almost 12 years since I last spoke to Houston.
Wow.
He's been out of the UFC for a long time. A day turns into a week, turns into a decade.
Sure.
And this will be his first fight in his hometown of Omaha, Nebraska, when he fights at BKFC 21 in the same over a decade.
That's awesome.
So just crazy how things are. Has been a lot of fun. It's also been fun to be alive after not almost making it last Wednesday. Some good stuff coming up. We'll talk about the pickleball event coming up at Ferg's and a whole lot more. I want to thank all of our guests. I'm going to thank you for being here.
Hey.
I want to thank all of our sponsors, 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Jabra, among many others. Until next week, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody then. Watching every move on her
face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on